From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Zane, in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Zane lives in the Arabic Oasis. The Oasis is the Academy's newest neighborhood. It wasn't there when the Academy first started. It was added later, about 50 years ago. The Academy realized something important. They had looked at themselves for a long time. Many English words come from Arabic. These words were everywhere. But the Academy didn't teach enough of them. You could find them in math, science, and even when sailing or trading. The Academy's master decided to add the Oasis. Zane helped him decide. Zane had been a guest teacher for years. He made a list. It had over 300 common English words. All of them came from Arabic. He asked a polite question. Why didn't these words have their own place at the Academy? The master had said, "Because we did not, until you arrived, have a teacher for them. Now we do. Would you take the appointment? You can design the neighborhood." Zane said yes. His real name was Zaid. It meant growth in Arabic. He designed the Oasis himself. He wanted a calm, green place. He didn't want a noisy market. He didn't want a mosque. He didn't want just one picture of Arabic culture. So he designed a small garden. It was closed off and peaceful. A stone fountain sat in the middle. Date palms grew all around the edges. Jasmine vines climbed the walls. The floor had a tile pattern. The Oasis was, when complete, small but very beautiful. It opened onto a small classroom pavilion with white plaster walls and dark wooden ceiling beams. Zane teaches in the pavilion. Zane grew up in a special home. His family spoke the kingdom's main language. They also spoke an old Arabic language. They lived in the southern port cities. These cities traded a lot. They traded with places in North Africa. They also traded with Arabic cities across the sea. This went on for hundreds of years. Arabic merchants had settled in the kingdom's southern port cities. Some of their children's children married local people. When Zane was born, the old Arabic language was mostly gone, but many Arabic words stayed in his family, especially words for special jobs. His parents were teachers in the port cities. They made sure to teach these words to their kids. When Zane was a teenager, he learned something. The English words he used daily were full of Arabic words. People in the South kept these words more than people in the North. Sugar, coffee, cotton, lemon, orange, syrup, mattress, sofa, magazine, algebra, algorithm, zero, cipher, zenith, azimuth, admiral, arsenal, alchemy, alcohol, all Arabic. The list was enormous. His parents slowly told him why. These words came into English over hundreds of years. They came from trading and learning. Math and science words came from old Arabic books. This happened a lot in a place called Al-Andalus. It was a part of Spain ruled by Muslims. Arabic scholars there saved old Greek and Indian math. They added their own ideas too. Trading ships brought other words across the Mediterranean Sea.
By his 20s, Zane was super interested in these words. He didn't think about being a teacher back then. He worked as a clerk. It was at a shipping office. The office was in Aluria, a southern port city. The shipping office had been busy. Zane filled out papers for ships. He figured out how much things cost to send. He checked lists of stuff on the ships. He had been good at the work. But then something big happened. It changed his whole life. Zane started a secret notebook. He wrote down every Arabic word he saw. He found them in the office letters. Cotton bales, the correspondent said. Cotton, Arabic, cotton. Sugar shipments, sugar, Arabic, sukkar. Coffee inventories, coffee, Arabic, kahwa. The office was full of Arabic words every day. Zane's notebook grew. By age 28, he had 3 notebooks. They were packed with Arabic words that came into English.
One day, a teacher from Quillspell visited. His name was Farron. He was the Academy's Latin expert. Farron was a kind man. He was there for Academy business. The Academy sometimes does things. They moved stuff between their different schools.
Farron had noticed Zane's notebook. Farron had asked to see it. Zane had let him. Farron had read the notebook for half an hour. Then he had said, "Have you considered becoming a faculty member at Quillspell? The Academy has no Arabic root specialist. You have, in 3 notebooks, more material than the Academy has ever assembled on this subject. Would you visit?" Zane had visited. He had stayed. He later suggested building the Oasis. He has been the Oasis's teacher for 46 years. In his classroom, the pavilion, he starts every first lesson the same way. He sits on a small, low cushion. He likes cushions more than chairs. He designed the Oasis that way. Next to him is a small, shiny tray. It holds 7 tiny cups. Each cup has a small sample. It's something that came from Arabic. One cup has a few grains of sugar. One cup has a few drops of coffee. One cup has a few cotton fibers. One cup has a small piece of orange peel. One cup has a few lemon seeds. One cup has a small piece of paper with the word zero written on it. One cup has a small piece of paper with the word algebra written on it. He gestures at the tray. He says, "These are 7 things in this room. Their names are all Arabic. Sugar, coffee, cotton, orange, lemon, zero, algebra. The English words come from Arabic. Sukar, kahwa, kutin, naranj, lemon, sifir, aljabr. You have been using Arabic vocabulary every day of your life without knowing it. Today, we begin learning the names of the words you already use."
The children are always amazed. They had not known that coffee was Arabic. They had not known that zero was Arabic. They had especially not known that algebra was Arabic. Algebra comes from an old Arabic math book. Al-jab meant restoring things. Al-mukabala meant balancing things. Zane calls the writer the mathematician. He doesn't use his real name. This helps kids focus on the words. When children ask whether Arabic origin words are hard to learn, Zane always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are already in your everyday life. The job is to notice them. Once you do, you see Arabic in sugar, coffee, cotton, orange, lemon, syrup, mattress, sofa, magazine, algebra, algorithm, zero, cipher, zenith, azimuth, admiral, arsenal, alchemy, alcohol. These are not foreign words. These are English words with an Arabic parentage. He still gives a small sip of coffee. It's a special ceremony. He does it at the end of every first lesson. The Academy's kitchen makes the coffee. Kids are usually too young for coffee, so they get just one tiny sip. It's part of the special day. He says as they sip, "This drink is kahwa. It came to your language from the Arabic world via Italian merchants in the 17th century. The drink itself came earlier, from Ethiopia via Yemen. Every cup of coffee you ever drink has this travel history in its name." And every year, watching the children's eyes go wide over one tiny sip, Zane feels a deep, quiet warmth settle in his chest. The same proud, glad feeling his parents must have felt teaching him their words at the supper table. He hopes the children leave feeling it too, that they are not just learning words, but being handed a gift carried across oceans and centuries, all the way to them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zane. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.